I am Pius Kojubaka, and looking at our stories. Oil marketing companies are now expected to increase prices of petroleum products by as much as 5% per litre from tomorrow. Fuel prices should have been increased from today in line with the bi-weekly review. However, checks by Joy Business show that the necessary adjustments are yet to be made by the various companies. Chief Executive of the Association for Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. River Singopong, has been explaining to Joy Business why the adjustments had delayed.
We should indeed expect the changes take effect from tomorrow, because today, being Monday, is when members will send notification to MPA regarding the changes in prices towards this first window in December, i.e. from 1st to 15th. But the notification needs to take 24 hours, so believe me that these emails are being sent now. And because we are working in a very competitive regime now, members are also looking at what other OMCs and LPGMCs also be doing to guide them in how much percentage to change. But what we've given you is the outlook and the expected changes that we ought to look out for.
Chief Executive of the Association of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. River Singopong, speaking there. The Ghana Union of Traders Association has announced that it will meet the finance minister this week to resolve issues raised by traders on the new VAT system announced in the 2026 budget. Government in the budget abolished the COVID-19 health recovery levy and reduced the effective VAT rate from 21.9% to 20%. In addition, government raised the VAT registration threshold from 200,000 cedis to 750,000 cedis to ease the burden on small and medium enterprises. Back to reacting to the development, new president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Clement Boateng, said the new system creates a disadvantaged situation for traders.
Having a one regime,
right,
as far as VAT is concerned, and we propose a rate of between 6 to 7%, because in some jurisdiction, that is what pertains there. Mm-hmm. But looking at the budget that the minister, you know, read, they have rather increase the VAT to 20%. We have made a calculation, and we think if that is going to be the case, then all Guta members are going to be charging the standard rate of 20%, which we think is not fair, and is still going to be the cascading effect. So my immediate priority is to engage, you know, the minister, and then see how best.
Clement Boateng is the new president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. The Bank of Ghana says it is stepping up efforts to attract both local and international expertise to strengthen the country's non-interest banking and finance sector. Speaking on behalf of the governor at a stakeholder engagement on non-interest banking and finance here in Accra, acting head of banking supervision, Ismail Adam, explained that the sector holds significant potential for financial inclusion and economic diversification, hence the need for the central bank in creating the enabling environment for non-interest financial institutions to thrive.
There's a need to attract local and Ghanaian expertise to help us build our capacities. And so in looking for capacity building, look not only within Ghana, but look beyond and get expertise from outside to help us understand the concepts. Understanding and experience in products or contracts such as Mudaraba, which is profit sharing, Musharaka, which is a joint venture, Ijara leasing, Murabaha cost plus sale, is critical for us as a regulator. So conventional financial institutions are encouraged to scale up their trading needs to be able to operate in this ecosystem effectively.
Acting head of banking supervision at the Bank of Ghana, Ismail Adam, there. Still on financial matters, Mobile Money Ghana Limited has reaffirmed its commitment to partnering with the Bank of Ghana on the full rollout of the ECD. Speaking at the 2025 Extraordinary General Meeting in Accra, Chief Executive Officer of Mobile Money Ghana, Haruna Shaibu, underscored the need to build a robust and inclusive digital financial landscape.
There are opportunities as any regulation, and there are also, you know, some headwinds that we need to also look at. So for us, we see it around the opportunity that it presents and also how we are going to position ourselves in other to address and also support the digitization of the economy at large, because ultimately what we are seeking to do is to partner with Bank of Ghana to ensure that Ghana's
financial landscape is fully digitized. And if ECD is going to complement that journey, why not? We partner for growth and prosperity of all Ghanaians. Thank you.
Shaibu Haruna is the Chief Executive Officer of Mobile Money Ghana Limited. Vice President Professor Nana Jane Opokwajiman is appealing to industries across the country to support government policies aimed at stimulating growth. Speaking at the 14th edition of the AGI Ghana Industry Awards, the Vice President said government's reforms can only achieve the desired impact if industries collaborate.
As you know, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the government cannot industrialize alone. You are our partners, critical ones too. We are not naive to the challenges. We know that many industries currently operate below capacity due to constraints such as inconsistent power supply, limited access to credit, but we are fully committed to tackling these under a broader industrial agenda. And we will work with you to address them.
Professor Nana Jane Opokwajiman is the vice president. And to some other stories, a noodle sales agent Samuel Adia has emerged winner of the Black Friday draw by Compu Ghana. The draw was organized to reward customers ahead of the Christmas season. The promotion, according to the company, also aims at boosting sales and create awareness of the many discounted products offered by Compu Ghana. Marketing manager Rita Ikuanyako says the promotion is opened to all customers. She spoke to Joy Business at the head office after the first draw.
It's not your regular Black Friday. It's like a festival for us. Because this year, you know, we are running cashback sales festival. So we are giving customers a fun shopping experience. And our Black Friday is the, you know, top of it all. Because Black Friday, prices are already good. But this year, on top of the up to 90% discount that we are giving, we are also, you know, selecting two lucky winners.
Rita Ikuanyakwa is a marketing manager at Compu Ghana. Now, UNDP resident representative in Ghana, Niloy Banerjee, is urging Ghanaian micro, small and medium enterprises to take steps to address concerns of packaging and marketing of their local produce. The resident representative was speaking to Joy Business after opening a national stakeholder dialogue on the implementation of AFTA protocol on women and youth in Accra.
What are the mechanisms available to you? But also looking at how to access concessional capital, how to access marketing facilities. You know, one of the problems is we are weak on marketing. We are not doing, we're not getting enough support on issues like packaging, quality assurance. How does it become internationally acceptable standards? So that's an area where UNDP can support, because we are aware of other good practices that are happening. If you're listening to the presentation that's going on, right?
Niloy Banerjee is the UNDP resident representative in Ghana. Are your assets working for you? Paul Mante, MD of EDC Investments Limited, breaks down the best asset types to grow and maximize your capital on today's Money Lab. Take a listen.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti, MD of EDC Investment Limited. The last few weeks, we've been discussing the subject matter of personal finance. And today, I want you to know that if you want to gain financial freedom, then you need to focus on shutting down liabilities and building assets. It's as simple as that. What is an asset? An asset is anything you put money in that will bring money back to you. What is a liability? Anything you put money in that takes money out of your pocket. This is according to Robert Kiyosaki. The rich buy assets, but the poor and middle class buy liabilities they call assets. You want to gain financial freedom from this, after this episode, focus on putting your money in things that will bring money back to you. Simple things like treasury bills, like the EDC fixed income fund, EDC money market fund. These are things you put money in that brings money back to you. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab, and remember, financial independence is possible.
And that's how we conclude the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win. your share of 1.5 million cedis in cash and prizes, including one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cedis. There is more. Customer who transacts with the Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discounts on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by NLA and the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, feel free to call 0800-003-225 for assistance. 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.